From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ended in Brussels. He said he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending after he had complained that for too long the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance. Published reports say Mr. Trump threatened to pull the U.S. out of NATO. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Mr. Trump is now in London. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on that.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The president flies to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin after his visits to England and Scotland. This is VOA News. The British government released detailed plans Thursday for what it called a principled, pragmatic, and ambitious Brexit. The plans had triggered the resignation of two top ministers earlier this week and have split the governing Conservative Party. President Trump says he's received what he described as a very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Trump to improve relations between the two countries. Trump tweeted a picture of the letter along with the English translation. He said the note from Kim shows that, quote, great progress is being made. The death toll from the worst disaster in 36 years in Japan has now passed 200. Reuters correspondent Ed Giles reports.
Intense summer heat and water shortages are driving fears of disease outbreaks among survivors. More than 200,000 households are currently without water in western Japan. Limited water supplies mean many people are not getting enough fluids. Officials also worry that with limited fresh water, people are avoiding simple things like washing their hands. That could easily lead to an epidemic.
Reuters correspondent Ed Giles. The Trump administration says it has reunited all eligible, very young children with families who tried to enter the U.S. illegally. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
These were very young children, under 5 years old. Just over half of them, 57, have now been reunited with their families, but others have not. The Trump administration gives a variety of reasons for that. The parents have been deported, have criminal histories, including murder and human smuggling, or are not actually the children's parents at all. The administration faces a second bigger deadline 2 weeks from now, by which it must have reunited more than 2,000 older children with their families. Rita Foley, Washington.
Syrian State TV says the government has raised the national flag over Dara, the South Syrian city that was the cradle of the 2011 revolt against President Bashar Assad's rule. Dara has suffered catastrophic damage as one of the cities at the center of Syria's seven-year-long civil war. At least 400,000 people have been killed and 11 million people displaced in the fighting among the government, rebels, and the Islamic State group. And Zimbabwean opposition parties are expressing doubt that the ruling ZANU-PF party will run peaceful elections later this month. No ZANU-PF officials attended the unveiling Thursday of a human rights manifesto by Amnesty International. The party says it was not told of the event, but Amnesty said the party had indeed committed to sending representatives to it. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.